July 7, 2019. Only Jesus. There is no holy water, only Jesus, who is living water. There are no dead saints to pray to, only Jesus, who makes every believer and follower of him a saint. There are no confessional rooms, only Jesus, who gave his life for us on the cross, paying the penalty for our sins forever. Confession of sins, when we stumble, takes place privately, in prayer, and he alone washes us clean. There is no infant baptism. A baby cannot choose to accept and follow Jesus, this is a choice we make as we grow and understand. Babies are innocent and are not in need of baptism. Infant baptism is nothing more than an initiation ritual that spiritually binds the poor child into that particular church, aka false doctrine. Similar to confirmation, which is a false substitute for accepting Jesus Christ. Instead, when of age, youth are confirming their decision to carry on in the deceitful bondage of false religion, under the guise of confirming oneself to the church. The enemy has a false substitute and replacement for everything God has. The enemy wants to be God. There is no purgatory or praying for the souls of the dead. The Holy Bible makes it very clear that there are only two destinations when we die, heaven or hell. There is no penance. Jesus paid the price for our sins, great and small, on the cross. Through his blood alone we are made righteous. When we stumble, sin, in our walk, we can go to him, confess our sin, repent, turn from, be washed in his blood, receive forgiveness, and move on. It's done. There are no certain prayers to recite. He wants us to come to him with our hearts, and our own sincere words, not formal prayers or creeds. There are no rosaries or prayer beads. Since when does our God desire our worship through objects and rituals? There is no miraculous transforming of the host, and the wine, in communion. Jesus, at the Last Supper, did this for his disciples, and instructed them, in turn, all believers, when gathered together, to do this in remembrance of me. It is symbolic of his giving us body, the broken bread, and his blood, the wine. Like Christian baptism, communion is symbolic of something wonderful. But, as the traditions of men would have it, communion is twisted into something it's not, adding unto the growing pile of idolatry and deceit that these false gods have built up their false kingdoms, churches, with. Only Jesus. Back to the holy water. Being sprinkled or making the sign of the cross with so-called holy water is a cheap substitute for true repentance and deliverance through Jesus Christ. We can't be purified externally. True spiritual cleansing is our responsibility, through trusting in the saving blood of Christ alone. In a recording I did on the Catholic Church, I commented on how it's hard. The opposite is true. I was speaking on all the false rules people must adhere to when I said that. But it's not hard, in reality, it's actually taking the easy way out, when blindly following a false doctrine. It takes the personal God-given responsibility off of the individual, and replacing it with false tools to use. A priest is not an ambassador of Christ. He is a deceived man who stands in the way of finding a true relationship with Christ. I can list so many more contradictions of false doctrine and true worship, but that's all for now. What prompted me to write this is a headline I saw recently, about a Catholic bishop or priest wanting to douse a certain region with holy water, from the air, like with a helicopter or something, to help rid the area and people of crime and such. Sigh. I prayed for that place, that God would help those people for real. I also prayed for that poor man who actually thinks playing God, and dousing people with holy water is real deliverance. We all need Jesus. Only Jesus. Amicab 10:10. A former Catholic, delivered and set free by Jesus.